Equus Luxury.
Oh, hi, Chef. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Thanks for asking. So I was just following up because I noticed that we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if there was something
again?
Going on. Yeah, it's just saying insufficient funds, retry again in 1 hour. So I don't know if the bank is blocking it or if you just needed a little bit more time or perhaps you want to use a different payment method. I don't know what to do.
2, 3, 8, 0.
Wait,
six.
What is that?
Hold on, miss.
Oh, okay.
2, 3, 3, 9. But, no, I mean, so I thought I got covered because you guys called me last week.
Yeah, I see some notes in here that Catherine had called you a couple times and left some messages. But what's happening is the system tries to process it, and then it doesn't go through. It just says insufficient funds. It's been saying try again in 2 days.
When's the last time you attempted?
9/11 at 10:54 a.m. So that was yesterday.
Oh, I don't know what's happening then, because it's been in there since like Friday.
Should I try to run it right now and see what happens? I could try.
Yeah, that's fine.
Let me see what happens right now. Oh, now it went through. Isn't that the funniest thing? It's almost like you had the magic touch, like you had to be on the phone. Isn't that funny?
I don't know, yeah.
Okay, yeah. All right, well, it looks like everything's good on this end since I got the green light. So thanks again.
I did want to discuss something with you. I've had
yes,
a lot of people
please.
Keep calling me.
Yes.
Who are telling me they can do it better than you and, like, my directories aren't right and a bunch of stuff. Are they, like, true? Are they telling the truth? Or, like, I get it, they're competitors and they're saying what they can, but...
Yeah, oftentimes
you know.
Those are competitors that are going to say all kinds of crazy things just to scare you. What I would recommend is because we are the best of the best in the industry, you're going to get the most bang for your buck as far as directories and search engines. And I see that you also have the Facebook ads with this and the website. So you have the full nine yards. But if you ever want to go online and kind of see the results,
but they actually showed me that my directories, I was only in like five with you guys.
Okay. So I mean, I can upgrade you to more if you like. I can put you on more directories. So that's not a problem. But sometimes people ask us, you know, oh, you know, Tina, can I have 200 directories? And if the answer to that is yes, you can have as many directories as you want. But sometimes... Yeah, sometimes it's a little bit irrelevant if there are these Mickey Mouse directories that nobody's ever heard of, right? So sometimes it's better to give you a stronger presence in the big directories like Google, Bing, Yelp, Yellow Pages, Yahoo, City Search, you know what I mean? Rather than just doing like these little ones that no one's ever heard of. But I'll have them upgrade you and put you in, you know, some more solid directories just to give you a stronger internet presence. But also, have you been on your dashboard to see which ones that you're on already and the kind of the progress that's going on so far?
Yeah, but I have barely got any leads. You know that, right?
Okay. I know that. And keep in mind, you're right at the cusp of where this is going to explode and start paying off because first page placement typically takes 30 to 45 days. You're already starting to get traction. So I always tell people, of course, it's going to
but
be
I'm not on the first page.
So
I'm on the first page in like Middletown, which is where our company is. But Middletown is a very poor place. It's not no one's getting it there. And that's the issue is like it should be fed out to all my other regions.
Okay. So in order to get on the first page of Google, you have to have a physical address in that location. So that doesn't mean that you're only excluded to Middletown. You'll be found on the first page in Middletown and you know, some of the surrounding areas. But let's say that there's a Beverly Hills type area that's maybe like 30 miles away and you want business there. Probably with the Middletown address, you wouldn't get that type of traction. However, we absolutely would be running the Facebook ads for you in those areas. The Facebook ads, we can run them wherever you like without having an address there.
Facebook ads is trash. I hate Facebook ads. They don't do anything. I know you guys like them or whatever, but they, for my business, they do nothing. But, so how can we figure out making sure I'm advertised in the right areas on Google? Because Google is number one. That's what I want. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not worried about Facebook.
Okay. So let me just look here.
Because I don't know if that's true completely, because whenever I go into other areas, like, so I'm out doing, you know, 3 or 4 jobs a day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still paying Angie out the ass, like $5,000 a month.
I believe it. Yeah, Angie is.
And so, you know, I want to get off of that. I want to get away from that. And so I'm trying to get the best company who can help me get organically. I mean, when it comes to pressure washing, I'm definitely like the most luxury service in the area. So
mm-hmm.
I should be pulling a lot of people, but I don't. You know, I just pull, it's like word of mouth, and I want to be like on Google first.
Yeah.
You know, when it comes to my competitors, I have the best like logoing. I pull up with the best vehicle. Nobody else is pulling up with Mercedes Sprinters. You know, I have the best equipment, so I have all the
right
stuff. I need the right company to help me push me up front.
Yeah, I want to see if Google Guaranteed is available in your area, because that would be phenomenal for you.
I already have Google Guaranteed.
Oh, you already have Google Guaranteed. Okay, because but you don't have it through us. You're aware of that, right?
No.
Okay, good.
Correct,
so you don't have a thrust. Okay, so the only other thing that you could do with this listing, and it might be beneficial to you, is we could remove the Facebook ads since you think they're trash anyway and eliminate those and put Google ads on. And the minimum budget for those is $300 a month. So in other words, rather than you paying $249 monthly and you'd have $100 worth of Facebook ads, which you don't like, you would be paying $449 monthly, but you would have $300 worth of Google ads. And the Google ads, you know, they're the pay-per-click ads, and with those we can run them wherever you like. And that's where I use that analogy of Beverly Hills type area. You can put those wherever you want without having to have an address there. So that
I have Google Guaranteed. I use it. I pay for it.
Well, Google Guaranteed, yeah, those are the local service ads. So that's more of an exclusive lead, as you know, that you have to be, you know, background checked for and the whole nine yards. But the Google pay-per-click ads is also kind of a more instant gratification type thing, where if you say, like, hey, you know, I want, there's an auto show going on in this area that's, you know, 10 miles from me and it's happening tomorrow, we can go on there and have ads running for you tomorrow. You don't have to pass a background check or anything. We can target the areas, and it's pretty cool because you'd have a $300 budget each month, so you can kind of pick and choose where you want those ads to run. So,
so what is this that you're offering me?
It's the paid ads. So, you know, when you do a search on Google, before Google Guaranteed was available, there's always a couple of companies at the top that they add next to them. So that's what the Google pay-per-click ads are, the Google ads. So the Google Guaranteed have the extra, you know, little green check mark on there, and they say Google Guaranteed, and when people click on it, you get a lead. But with
this... So you mean like the people that are like up there on top?
Right, the ones that are up on top, they're actually paying for it to be up there, and it's a pay-per-click campaign. So let's say that we gave Google $300, we would set a daily cap for you somewhere around $9 a day, okay?
So when I type in pressure washing near me, and I'm in Springdale right now, nobody pops up as an ad.
So they might have
Google Guaranteed, but I don't see any ads.
It might have been that they had exceeded their budget for the day, because what I was just trying to explain to you is that they will give, if you use a 300 budget, for example, right, they would give you a $9 a day daily cap, somewhere around there, to make sure that that 300 would stretch throughout the month, okay? Each morning, the ads go up in all the designated areas. That's free. You don't pay anything for it, okay? But once people start clicking on them, so let's say, for example, the pay-per-click rate is a dollar and you have a $9 a day budget, after 9 people click on it, you rotate off and somebody else rotates on, right? So let's say you have a $9 a day budget and you're having the ads running in, you know, like 30 different areas. That budget might get eaten up very quickly because you have it targeting a big area, right? But let's say you have a $9 a day budget and you're targeting maybe 3 to 5 solid areas, that budget might last you a little bit longer before you rotate off. But you would rotate off at some point during the day, which is a good thing. That will prevent you from, like you say, with Angie's, getting a $2,000 a month bill, you know, bill that's unexpected. That would never happen because we would put a cap on it for you. You see what I mean? And then you could grow the budget as you go. If you spend $300 and you get a solid return on it, you might want to call us the next month and up the budget a little bit, you know, from there. But that's our minimum requirement in order to do the Google Ads, is a $300 budget. So that's what I'm saying, is I could take that Facebook ads off, so you would only be paying $200 more monthly, but you would probably be getting much more bang for your buck as opposed to doing Facebook ads, which it sounds like you don't like anyway. And you
well,
know,
how
you
instant
don't...
would it be? Like, we sign up and I start getting leads the next day, or because when I first signed up with you guys, you told me I would start seeing results in a month, and I still haven't seen results, and it's over a month.
So Google, the Google ads, I've seen them up and running in as little as 3 to 5 days. Usually we say 2 weeks, but, you know, in reality, I've had them on a special request where someone wants them up tomorrow, where absolutely they'll roll up their sleeves and they'll get them up for you tomorrow. But typically it would be like 3 to 5 days, realistically.
And I'll start getting leads in 3 to 5 days?
It's not, no one can promise a lead out of it, because here's what happens with the paid ads, and here's why they're hit or miss, Seth. Some people absolutely love them and they're calling me and they constantly want more ads, and some people hate them. It's a pay-per-click campaign. So money, you have to pay for the click.
Oh, this is like Yelp.
Well, it's not like Yelp because it's a pay-per-click campaign on Google, but you do have to pay for the click, whether it's a potential client or whether it's somebody clicking on it trying to drive your bill up, or whether it's someone clicking on it trying to sell you something. So that's the downside of the ads. But the positive side of the ads is that you can run them wherever you like, and that you also can get them up very quickly. So that's what people love about those ads. So, you know, there's positive and there's negatives about it, but I can tell you that Google is very, very successful running the paid ads. That's why, you know, there's big corporations that, you know, are running them, you know, all over the nation, because they work well, you know, but you just kind of have to, you know, try them out a little bit and see how they work for you. And if they do, you know, you increase the budget or decrease the budget or remove them,
yeah.
But it just depends, you know, it's kind of hit or miss with ads. So,
okay.
Yeah, and you don't have to decide second. I mean,
well,
if you want to try it, we can throw them on there. But if not, that's okay. You can always call me back, you know, kind of mull it over a little bit. And
I guess what I really want is I want my site. Mm-hmm. I want my site to be up there. So Google Guarantee, it's cool, but honestly, kind of sucks, because in my business, they see you as a window cleaner. And I hate it because I don't like window cleaning. I hate it. Nobody ever wants to spend any money window cleaning. I like pressure washing, so
I see.
I want to, and with Google Guarantee, they don't have a pressure washing section.
So they,
but what I really want,
so
what I, why I bought you guys,
team. Yeah,
yeah, mm-hmm. Why I bought you guys is because I wanted to get my site, like the site that I originally had, honestly, but you guys made me make a new one. I just want to get my site up on, like, up front. You know what I mean? I know to you guys, you say first page, and that's like 20 down or something. I don't want 20 down. I want like up there at the top.
So that's exactly what the Google pay-per-click ads are, is they're a tagline and a link to a site. So they usually will say, you know, for the best pressure washing company in the area, call now. And sometimes there's even a little call to action, you know, percentage off for a first-time client or something like that. So it's prompting a potential client to actually
click.
Well,
let's go ahead and try it then. Let's
okay.
cancel the Facebook and do that.
Okay.
We'll see how it does for a month.
Okay.
And I'll go from there.
You got it. Okay, so I'll put those paid ads on, and just so that I have some solid information to send to that department, do you want me to take some areas down right now that you want the ads to run in, or would you want customer support to call you back and kind of set that up for you maybe later today?
No, I know all my areas.
Okay.
I can tell you right now.
Okay, give me the areas, please.
Butler County.
Butler County, okay.
Montgomery County.
Montgomery County.
Warren County.
Okay.
Hamilton County.
Mm-hmm.
And, crap. What's that one down there? Down, Claremont County.
Claremont, okay.
In Claremont County.
Okay. You got it. Okay, so I'm going to put these ads on, and then I'm also going to take the Facebook ads off, and then I will have them start running the ads in Butler, Montgomery, Warren, Hamilton, and Claremont counties, and then we'll just kind of go from there. And if you ever go on the dashboard and you see that there's areas within these counties that you're getting clicks from that maybe are a little bit undesirable to you, you just call us, and then we'll modify the ads to run by cities rather than counties. That way you might stretch the budget a little bit farther. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So, that, you know, going back to my Beverly Hills example, let's say that I say I want to target, you know, Beverly Hills and Hollywood and, you know, all of that type because I think it's high-end, and I say, oh, I want all of Los Angeles County, I might be getting calls from, like, you know, Inglewood or Watts or, you know, stuff that maybe it's not, like, very high-end that I don't want to deal with. So if sometimes it might be better than me saying, oh, I want Los Angeles County, for me to say, hey, I want Beverly Hills and Hollywood and Brentwood, and try to kind of look at where I actually want it to target, you know. So I would say this is a good starting point for you. Let's start with the county. But on the dashboard, you'll have a report of where the clicks are coming from. So if you happen to see that you're getting clicks from areas that you're not really thrilled about, you just let us know and we'll modify it as they come along, okay?
Okay.
Sound good?
But really, I just want to be seen in every area, so.
There you go.
Yeah, I'm paying $5,000 to Angie. I don't think,
yeah.
I just want to, I'd be happy with $2,000 a month if I can get off, if I can get away from Angie.
And I would be more than happy if you wanted to give me $2,000 to take it. But again, I like to tell people, let's crawl before we walk, so to speak. You know, let's start here. And once you see how it works, you'll be increasing the budget, you know, and that's where people ask me, oh, can I be found, you know, in the entire northeastern region of my state? And the answer to that is absolutely you can. But it will cost more money in order to do that. So the larger you area you want to be found, obviously the bigger the budget's going to be because you're paying per click. But this is an absolute great starting point, Seth. So we'll get this campaign rolling for you, and then we'll just kind of go from there, okay?
Okay. All right. That sounds perfect. Thank you so much.
Okay. Oh, you're welcome. I enjoyed talking to you, and have a great rest of your week.
Okay,
you
too. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Bye.
No problem. Bye.